I was reading Revelation chapter 1, and verse 1 says this: "The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass." 2,000 years ago, more than 2,000 years ago, this was revealed to the Apostle John, the book of Revelation, of things that were going to shortly come to pass. "There are mockers in the last days," says Peter. And the reason they mock is they say, "Well, everything's the same as it was since the beginning. There's not been any change." They forget about Noah and the flood. God was going to destroy everyone on the earth, Genesis chapter 6, because they were so evil. But Noah found grace in the sight of God. He was a friend of God because he obeyed God and followed God. And by that, Noah basically saved us. For God was going to kill everyone, Genesis chapter 6. He was so upset with them. And he looked at them and he said, "The thoughts of man that I have created are only evil continually, and the imaginations of his heart are evil continually. I will destroy man." But Noah found grace in the sight of God. There are many of the world today that says, "Well, everything's always been the same. From the beginning of creation, everything's been the same." And the Bible says Jesus will come shortly. Trying to think they're wise in their own eyes to disprove the Bible by that. Peter says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." God does not see time the way we see time. In our view of time, it's been 2,024 years since Jesus Christ was crucified and resurrected. But in God's sight, it's only been a little more than 2 days. 2 days isn't very long. Jesus says in the book of Revelation, "I come quickly." This time, the way God views time, explains why there's such a difference in the Bible saying it will shortly happen and humans thinking it has not happened quickly. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.